If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Top of the morning, it's your boy Darren Green. Welcome to another episode of the Darren Green Show. Hey y'all, what's going on? I'm over here in my moo moo. Okay, I'm in my male moo moo. It got a little hood to it too. Child, get them Eden. I think they're called Eden hoodies or something like that. Love these to death, honey. I'll be walking around like I'm Lord Voldemort. But it's definitely giving joyful, joyful. It's definitely giving that this morning. But I'm in my moo moo because it is still cold as hell. Child, I had to thaw out my damn washing machine. That shit's frozen. It's just a mess. Like, how y'all doing? Have y'all weathered this damn snowstorm? Because I feel like I'm still in it. If it's not the goddamn ice all over the place, falling cars, just slipping and sliding, it's the goddamn snow that is still here, present on our streets. I'm in Jersey. And I know there was a lot of people that was complaining about the snow plowing. When I tell you, whoever did the spot where I was parked at originally, it's like they took all the snow and they put it on the side of my car saying, yeah, you're going to be sitting for a couple weeks. So, yeah. And the shit is not going to melt probably until July. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, what is going on? Why? Somebody said this on TikTok too. I said, I hope y'all not plowing this snow like y'all wiped y'all ass because y'all left a lot of spots. Y'all left a lot of shit. Okay. And it don't make any other sense. Like places like Canada and hell, Russia child, them people be like submerged in that damn snow. But they have these little things that pick up the snow and they put it on another car. And they do that for many roads. And what's stopping us from doing that? What's stopping us from getting into that? Okay. Y'all just, you're just lazy. I seen somebody in one of them snowplow trucks talk about some, well, look, you just gonna have to keep that car there for a couple weeks. You ain't going nowhere. Had the sinister evil laugh. I'm like, y'all bitches are gonna have, y'all gonna have y'all karma. And I hope it's really quickly. And I hope I see it because that the way y'all was acting, it's very aggravating. And yes, hopefully we done weathered the storm. I see it. I'm looking outside. It's not looking really good. I really don't want no more snow, child, because this shit is, I had to Uber, okay? Because I said I wasn't getting my car out of that. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Also, I deleted X. Hey, I finally deleted that goddamn, I deleted all my accounts, even my burners, honey, the freak Twitter, all that. All gone. It's all gone. Because Twitter is just, it's become a place now where it's just, like the most vitriolic things you can ever see. People just calling people out their names. It's gotten too political on there too. Every second I'm here, Twitter has this thing, or X, whatever you want to call it now. They have this thing where they show you content that you don't want to see. And I have an issue with that because I should be looking at opposing viewpoints. I got to be objective and this and the third. But sometimes I don't want to see white MAGA nationalists be racist on an app. And then you just, they only do that because they trigger you to comment, because that's the quickest way to get engagement, is to comment on somebody's post. That's why they show you content that you don't like to see. So I made a unanimous, and it's just like, I block like 50 people. So it's like, I keep on blocking them and I'm seeing more people say fuck shit. So it's just, I gotta go. Especially if it's not MAGA, it's the Barbs. And we'll get into that a little bit later. We have a lot to get into. But before we do, be sure, if you haven't already done so, leave your thoughts in the comments. Please leave a comment, child. We got to keep engagement on this damn app, honey. We got to keep engagement. Smash that like button. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel by now, girl, what's going on? Subscribe to that goddamn channel. And we need to get a retention rate up. So the people that are already subscribed, what's going on? We got to get it going. For the audio listeners, hey, be sure to leave a rate and review. We love those. And like I said, we have an extensive show today, okay? We do have to talk about Jay-Z and Pusha T. They're on the Epstein file. They're in the Epstein files. We'll talk about that a little bit more explicitly. We have to talk about the whole situation with Don Lemon. We're just going to break down everything and his arrest and the ramifications of that event, of the ramifications of him being arrested as a journalist, as an independent journalist. And I'm not going to be holding back on that. We also have to talk about Maga Minaj. Yes, I know. I say this every time. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so tired of talking about her. I'm just draining this at the third. This is it. This is all I have to say, because I'm going to have my one thing about me. I'm going to say what I got to say. I'm going to say my final words on it and I'm going to be done. Okay. So everybody was talking about this topic. So I'm going to bring my final thoughts to the table, and that it just is what it is. Also, Amber Rose calls Ariana Grande a re-re. Yeah, we'll be talking about that a little bit more. Kim Kardashian is not feeling the people's critiques on her parenting style. We also got to get into a little bit of a reality check. Real Housewives of Potomac, their season 10 reunion sneak peek just dropped. And I have not watched it, I'm going to be watching it live, honey, with y'all. We're not watching it live, but I'm going to be watching it for the first time with y'all. And also, Lisa Wu and NeNe Leakes, they're getting into it, child. I'm like, oh, wow, the OGs are getting into it. Now, all that and more coming up on The Darren Green Show. Now, this is The Darren Green Show. Okay, I love that intro. Anyway, we have to get into the situation with Don Lemon. Okay, I'm going to read this excerpt from the CBS News, and then also some other updating things that were going on, and then I'll give you guys my thoughts, of course, how this format goes. But CBS News says that Don Lemon was arrested. Multiple sources with direct knowledge to CBS News were told FBI and HSI were involved in the arrest. Sources say it wasn't immediately clear what charges he would be facing. CBS News has reached out to Lemon's representative in the Department of Justice for a comment. Last week, a federal court declined to order a lower court judge to sign an arrest warrant to five people, including Don Lemon, in the connection with the anti-ICE protests inside the church in St. Paul, Minnesota. One of the three judges said that he felt there was probable cause to justify the arrest, according to court filings and sources familiar with the matter. Multiple people have been charged in connection with the protests, the demonstrators entering the St. Paul's church after discovering that an ICE official appeared to be one of the pastors at the church. The Justice Department had asked for the court to compel the U.S. District Court in Minnesota to sign an arrest warrant over the civil rights charges, alleging defendants were unlawfully interfering with the churchgoers' constitutional protected freedom to practice religion. Yeah, it's a lot. Now, CBS did make a statement also. Their statement, I'm going to read a little bit of it, but it said the FBI's arrest on our former CNN colleague Don Lemon raises profoundly concerned questions about press freedom and the First Amendment. The Department of Justice already failed twice to get an arrest warrant for Don and several other journalists in Minnesota, where a chief judge of the Minnesota Federal District Court found there was no evidence that there was any criminal behavior involved in their work. The First Amendment in the United States protects journalists who bear witness to news and events as they unfold, ensuring that they can report freely in the public interest, and the DOJ's attempts to violate those rights is unacceptable. We will be following these cases closely. Shout out to CNN. No, shout out to CNN, because your past employer definitely speaking highly of you and definitely calling out the system. I can't say the same for my previous employer. Fuck them, actually. Because I know them bastards are probably like, yeah, he did it. Yep, he did it. Yeah, he need to go where he need to go down. I know them hoes to say that. But here's the thing, right? I feel sorry for Don when, you know, that this situation has happened to him, of course, as he's another victim of a person to be used as an example of. But to arrest him so hastily out of nowhere and not to give a full description of what laws were actually broke, I mean, it's just like y'all are in the justice system is so inconsistent, because we got one judge saying we are not finding any evidence, and the other judge saying there's reasonable doubt, whatever they said. I'm just like, what? And again, what about the other publications that were present in this scene? Now, I will say this. There were other journalists that were affected or that were arrested. Okay, so we got independent journalist Georgia Ford was arrested by federal agents on Friday morning after filming an anti-ICE protest within that church in St. Paul. Also, Fort is among several people. The Attorney General, Pam Bandy, claims were part of the coordinated attack connected to the demonstrations. There were also three other journalists. I'm just not finding their names. Do I have them? Yeah, I think I do have them in my notes, child. Okay, yeah, so it's, hold on. Yeah, so it was Don Lemon, Georgia Ford, Theron Jean Cruz, and Jamal Lundy. Mind you, these are all Black people. Okay, so that needs no introduction. I mean, like, these people were literally exercising their First Amendment right, and they got arrested because of a conspiracy that they were conspiring with the protesters, which is freaking bogus. The fact that they are arresting the press now, it's very alarming. And I think everybody should definitely look at this and be very concerned. And if you're not concerned, and if you're not feeling like this is some crazy ass shit that's going on, y'all probably slept through history class. Cause let me tell you something. This is the exact playbook of Nazi Germany. It is the exact playbook of that. First they get the propaganda. First they control the media. And this is what's happening. They are arresting people. And I'm pretty sure there were more press that was present in this church during this situation that were not arrested, because you know what? They probably didn't ask the heavy hitting questions. They probably didn't ask the questions that challenged what was going on with that pastor. Okay, let's be very clear on that. So I think that we know what this is. We're not dumb. And we know our rights, and the fact that they try to rewrite, they are attempting to rewrite this constitution is crazy. And I hope Don Lemon countersues. I hope he sues the state, actually, or wherever proper channels he need to sue. I just hope he sue them back. Okay. Cause this is not good. And it just begs the question, if they can do this, what else can they do? And I think that people need to be very concerned about that. That's just how I feel about that. For people, this is beyond stand culture, so I'm not really in it to go back and forth for people to be like, oh, he came for the queen. We'll get into that queen in a minute. But for the people also saying that, oh, they invaded a church, because I was seeing some comments from my previous coverage of this situation. So is it okay to just invade churches now? So we're just going to invade churches? Is that something that's normal? Honey, they wouldn't be protesting at that church if that bitch ass pastor was not working or was an agent of ICE. And for the people that's also saying, oh, nobody bothers other people's religions. You don't see nobody doing this at a mosque. You don't see nobody doing this at a whatever copy and paste religion. It's because there isn't a reason to protest. Christians in power have historically had negative influence on Americans. I mean, even back in early American history, we look about Christian leaders that justify slavery and Jim Crow. that were against interracial marriages, that were against women's rights, LGBTQ rights, and the list goes freaking on. I was having a conversation with my friend, my best friend, of how like the Catholic Church used to, and I learned this in my film class, they used to get movies banned because they didn't like it. If they felt like it was a little too demonic, they would get the movie theaters to sit there and ban a movie. Okay. And I know that's trivial. That's whatever. But like they used to control the media in a certain sort of way. So to the point where these movie studios had to buy up these theaters so they can play what the fuck they want. No, like Christian rhetoric has been used for political manipulation. Let's be very clear. So there was a protest that was going on because we were protesting not against what they got going on religiously, but we are against the pastor that is literally conducting his business with the church, but behind closed doors are working with these ICE agents to get people deported, to get people killed, because people are dying. Let's remember that. So yes, people are protesting, and it is what it is. And I believe that lady when she said that we did not storm this church. We came in there for the service. And then when the time was right, I asked the question, he ignored, and that's when the protest started. Now, my personal opinion, me personally, I wouldn't see myself doing this. I'm not everybody. A demonstration is something that there's a fine line. I know I didn't like my first experience with DC Pride, and there were people that would block the parade in protest against DC Pride. So you get what I'm saying? I understand how frustrating that can be, because it's just, we're trying to do what we got to do, have an event, this, that, and the third, and y'all are in protest. Y'all are blocking the damn parade from moving because you want to protest against what's going on. So I have an understanding of like how problematic that can be. But, and unfortunately for those protest organizers, I mean, it's not looking good for y'all, but I damn sure do not believe that the press, including Don Lemon, should have been arrested. It shouldn't have even been a question at all, to be honest. And that's really just that on that. Another topic that I wanted to get into, and I'm just going to take the Band-Aid off. We're just going to talk about it. I'm going to just keep my thing brief, because I know I fall into this all the time. And we going to get into the thing with Nikki. We going to get into the Nikki thing. That's just something that we just got to get into, honey. It's just something that we got to do, because the queen is definitely running amok. Okay, let's be very clear on that. This topic needs no introduction. The undisputed newly appointed queen of MAGA. Okay, let's timeline everything. She spoke at Donald Trump's account summit, allegedly or reportedly. Nikki pledges a significant amount of money between $150,000 to $300,000 to help fans and newborns open investment accounts under a new program under the Trump administration. So from my understanding, it's going to the Barbs and their potential offspring. How that works, Sway Child, because half them fan base is punks. Ain't too much procreation going on over there, child. But anyway, Nikki also showed up to Melania's documentary premiere, which flopped severely. Did you know it had 7%, 7% on Rotten Tomatoes? I mean, it had a 99% an audience score, because the MAGA was definitely going to, it's the audience score, child. They were going to run that shit up. But Rotten Tomatoes gave it 7%. That's crazy. And a lot of people said that for Amazon to put up $40 million for this bull crap. So yeah, like I said, anyway, Nikki showed up to the event. She looks phenomenal. She looks amazing, as she always does. There was a lot of people that was making a lot of edits to her appearance. I'm like, y'all making her look like that damn child from Ice Age. I need y'all to stop. But let me tell y'all something. I'm going to get into the things, and then I'm just going to wash my hands of this person. You get what I'm saying? She has become that celebrity that has now become exhausting. Like Kanye. Like at one point I was covering the stuff that Kanye was spewing, but at another, it's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Like, you every single day you find a way to top. I sound like a Michelle Obama. Girl, you done it again. You keep on setting the bar down low. Like it's every day, every week, it's a new thing. It is getting to the point where it's like I'm tired of reporting it. I'm tired of seeing it. I had to block the topic of Nikki. That's one of the main reasons also why I deleted my ex. Because no matter how many times you try to block a topic, I mean, hell, I end up having to block her. Because it's just like every single moment of me just scrolling, it's just like back and forth. And it's kind of balanced. I mean, I'm seeing people that are shitting on her, saying that she ain't shit and she a coon and this, that, and at the same time, I'm seeing the Barbs defending her and talking about other people and bringing up pictures of people that once hung out with Trump, which I'm like, okay. It was just annoying. And I think when you're such an A-list celebrity like Nikki is, when she's in the headlines, everybody feels it. Everybody sees it. Everybody has to engage in this. If you are on social media, you're just going to see it. It doesn't matter how much you block her or anything, she's going to show up. So I just want to say that it is fucking annoying. And it just, like I said, I'm going to wash my hands from this topic and we just going to be done. I mean, I was going back and forth with some Barbs, child. I mean, there was some, because like I said, they were talking about the old pictures with Trump and various different celebrities. And I'm just like, okay, let's be very clear. And somebody tried to come for me because I said, that was before we knew he was a tyrannical fucking dictator. That's that. So yeah, people were taking pictures with Trump. People were friends with Trump. And people said, oh, hit back in the 80s, back in the 90s. First of all, half of y'all that's saying that shit didn't know that shit till y'all started looking up his information now. Let me be very clear. I wasn't a fan of Trump. Per se, I mean, I watched a lot of his Celebrity Apprentice because they would have celebrities that I fucked with that were on the show and I wanted to watch it. I had no idea about how he used to not want black people to live in his apartments and stuff like that. I didn't know he said what he said about Central Park 5. I'm a young hoe. Okay. So after finding out after him running for president, you tend to look back and okay, you was ain't shit. But the regular person does not know that. And so for the celebrities that the Barbs like to sit there and post and say, oh, this person took a picture with Trump back in the day, I'm sure they wouldn't be taking a picture with Trump now. Half of them, I would hope. But that doesn't prove anything. You get what I'm saying? I've been friends and been cordial with people that I found out later on that they're very problematic and very, I don't know if I want to hang out with you because you said that, you feel like that. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think people should be judged on that. People should be judged on what the relationship that you have with the motherfucker now. And that's what we're talking about with Nikki. You are actively choosing this situationship, whatever the case is, with this man that has done reputable damage to this country. And that is the issue, honey. That is the issue, darling. So y'all can miss me with that, dog, bringing up Jay-Z and her getting swatted. Let's be very clear on that, on the whole swatting thing. Now, it's all alleged that it's from Jay-Z. I've seen streamers, I've seen famous people get swatted. If they know your address, then they can swat you. Anybody can get swatted. If you find somebody's address, which there are Stan accounts, I ain't gonna say no names, that have doxed people's address, that have swatted regular people. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's the right thing, but I'm also not saying that it had anything to do with, because they're using that to justify, oh, these people, these powers that be are coming for her. They're trying to kill her. They're trying to get her and this, that, and third. So she's looking for protection. And you looking for protection in the wrong spaces, honey. You looking for protection in the wrong spaces. Because when I tell you, when they are done with you, they will discard you like an old cum rag. And I'm just being real honest. I'm just being real honest. That is what's going to happen. Okay. People don't want to believe in the truth, but that is the truth. I find it so funny that you are doing this little charitable service also when you literally had to cough up $500,000 to save your damn house. Like what? Like this, it just don't make any sense. All for you to get this nut ass gold card that actually the White House said that it's just a memento. I knew it was never really about Nikki's getting any like citizenship or anything like that. They're not going to deport Nikki. I know that's not the reason why she's being all hokey-dory for Trump. Like people are saying, a lot of people are saying that, yeah, y'all don't really think critically. I don't think it had anything to do with her getting citizenship. She literally could be she can stay an illegal immigrant and she'll be fine. She makes the country a lot of money. She makes the country a lot of money. So I knew that never was an issue. I knew that gold card, when she flaunted that gold card, that was just to get y'all like mad or whatever. It made some people mad, but it never gave them about to deport Nikki. Let's be very clear. How much money she makes for the damn country, child. Okay. It just goes to show that you really did. This is how you really think. This is how you really are. It has nothing to do with you're trying to get something from them. No, you think like this. You are like this. And it just is what it is. I hope it's worth it. Now, I understand that your cult will make sure that this album that you're dropping, allegedly, if you're dropping an album, I don't know if she's dropping an album, child. At this point, we're not doing any type of promotion. We have not gotten a album cover yet, or we got the release date. That's about it. Or a name drop. Nothing. I don't think the album is coming out, child. I do not think the album is coming out. Or I think that it's going to be as messy as Queen was. That was a messy ass rollout. Golly, child. We will definitely see. I mean, like I said, I see the album making the same sales as Pink Friday 2. But good luck winning over the general public. That general public is done. Now, I will say that the general public is definitely done. I'm not even sure if I'll even do an album reaction. Because of everything that's just going on, I don't know. I don't want to play a part in promoting that damn album if you acting like this. But I don't know. I might put a poll in my community tab, child. Because look, I do love reacting to music. Music is music. It's separate the art from the artist, whatever. I do believe in that sometimes. I do believe you can separate the artist from the art. Now, if they was a rapist, okay, no. We cannot do that. No, we can't do that. Mm-mm. But somebody that has opposing viewpoints politically, I mean, I don't like your ass. But I'm going to see what it give. But for me, I'm done talking about Nikki in the political sense. It's like I said earlier in this topic, it's very draining. Another reason why I just lost faith in humanity, because you hating, self-hating ass punks that sat there and was like, I'm going to stick beside her. And she said, boys be boys. Y'all need to be boys. So when it's time to go to the Gag City again, child, y'all better see y'all in quarter zips and freaking trousers and shit. I better not see nobody in no skirt, no man in no damn skirt. Y'all better be boys. Like she said, be boys. All this told me is that the bully always wins. The bullies always win when they continue to have a hateful group behind them, backing their every move. Now that the GP knows what it truly is, what are we going to do about it? Her fans will always support her. And also, guys, protect your peace. You know, I've gotten to arguments with people about this. There's people that's losing friends. There's people that's going no contact with their families and stuff like that. Don't get into the conversations, child. I've been in arguments throughout this situation. And you got to understand, too, people have been fans with her. Like, this one person was on a TMZ. They were a Barb that renounced his Barb card, and then the actual active Barb that's still riding with her. And they was going back and forth on TMZ. And he said, at the end of the day, I listened to her when I was 13 years old. And I say, yeah, I get it. I get it, because I listened to Nikki when I was, like, very young. Like, I was either 12 or 13 when Pink Friday came out. And I bought every album that she ever dropped, every mixtape. You get what I'm saying? I still got it. I'm not throwing it away. I mean, people are so performative, child, on social media, like taking down their posters and throwing it in the garbage. I'm like, goddamn, you got them posted somewhere else. I want to preserve the memory of what Nicki Minaj was. Okay. And I know that may sound problematic, and it may sound like I'm going to do what I want. Okay. I still listen to her. I was listening to her all yesterday. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, her as a person, I'm just not interested to see what she has going on other than music. And I just hope she keeps it on the music. And people, protect y'all peace, child. Don't be arguing with y'all 10-year-old, five or 10-year-old friends, family members that y'all done knew. Y'all people that's not in contact with their family because of this shit. Like, it's not that deep. Protect your peace. And like I said, at the end of the day, let them do what they do and just ignore and divest. That's all you can say. That's all you can say. And pay attention to what this means for hip hop, because let's be very clear. There is a surge in hip hop heads and people in hip hop, a lot of rappers that are coming out as Trump supporters. It's a lot. You can't even just say it's the old people. It's the people from early 2000s and 90s and stuff like that. No, it's people. It's literally, I mean, to NBA YoungBoy, to fucking Ice Cube. You get what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg. Like, hip hop has definitely went in that way. And there was something that I heard in a podcast where they talked about how hip hop was once a vessel of a place where rappers can talk about the liberation and the uplifting of Black people. And now we're just like, it's become so, I'm gonna get mine. I'm only worried about me. I'm gonna get this check. And I'm a perform at this Trump rally. I'm a perform at this thing. But they really don't care about you. They really don't care about the art. They don't care about hip hop. Let's be very clear. And they don't care about what you got going on. A lot. I remember I saw Megyn Kelly's stupid, decrepit ass talk about some. Oh, before I didn't like Nicki. I didn't like none of her lyrics. Her talking about her wet pussy and WAP. They don't even know you. They don't even know you, but they blindly support you because you're spearheading and bootlicking for them. And it's sad. It's sad, and I get it. You're trying to protect your child, your family, old Jay-Z, or the powers that be. But, honey, you are working with the Antichrist to kill the devil. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And good luck to you. And going forward, we are done. We are finished. And, yeah. I'm off this topic, child. Now, speaking of Jay-Z, because this is kind of hot on the press. Okay, let me get the little notes together, child. Hold on. Now, I'm going to read this excerpt from the Neighborhood Talk, and we're going to get into it. So it says that Jay-Z and Pusha T are the latest celebrities to be named in the Epstein files. In the newest release documents, you can see Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, listed on the Department of Justice website if you conduct an Epstein file search. According to the documents, in 1996, a victim claims that she was abducted from her home by a man and remembers waking up in a room with Harvey Weinstein and Jay-Z. The document goes on to mention that Weinstein allegedly was sticking his fingers in the victim, but there's no additional mention of Jay-Z's involvement in that incident. Now, Pusha T, on the other hand, was identified as a handler in 2007, according to a document. The victim also claimed that in 2006, she was at a party with Harvey Weinstein and Pusha T, and that Pusha T allegedly drugged her. Yeah. Okay. So the blogs, a lot. I mean, shout out to the Neighborhood Talk. Let me give y'all a little bomb for keeping this post up. But a lot of the blogs, like The Shade Room, made a post about this. It got deleted. And a lot of other blogs too were just not really either not talking about it, or they posted about it and they deleted it. Shade Room and all them. I mean, what's going on with media? Like, what's going on? I mean, I get it. When you're like mainstream, and The Shade Room is kind of mainstream, a lot of celebrity gossip pages, T pages and stuff like that gets that the numbers that The Shade Room gets. It's a lot of cease and desist. You get what I'm saying? We're at this point in our culture, our world of celebrity gossip, where when you get big enough and you start talking about people that are in high places, you can be quick to get a cease and desist letter. When you gotta take it out, you gotta remove it. You get what I'm saying? Or sometimes they are scared. Who knows? They could be just scared. And I'm like, why? Post it. Let me tell you something. That's why I can never be mainstream. I am okay being where I'm at. I would like to have a little bit more traction and engagement and stuff like that, of course. But I can never see myself being mainstream because I give it too raw and real, honey. I gotta say what I gotta say. But am I surprised? No. Jay-Z has rolled with Diddy. That needs no introduction. But I will say this. I like to put things into perspective, and I like things that are objectively true. And there's just a bit of information that has been buried in the coverage of this story. Now, this is a direct line from Variety, but they say that these files did not come from Epstein's personal records, nor reports corroborated by law enforcement. The two rappers and the disgraced Hollywood mogul, talking about Weinstein, were named in a tip to the FBI, which was archived as part of the Epstein investigation. The tip itself does not imply that these individuals were investigated, nor does it in any way imply guilt for the accusations posed. Do with that information what you will. These were not from Epstein's personal records. This was a tip. Somebody called in anonymously and said this happened. Now, that's not to say that it didn't happen. I'm not saying that, but I'm just care about things that are objectively true. And if we're going to get these people, we need to get them the right way. Because if we start prosecuting and the evidence ain't evidencing, then you're lost. And you'll never get that person again. You get what I'm saying? So I think that we need to really be careful when a lot of, even with the whole thing, when they brought up Michael Jackson and they blurred out the kids, they blurred out his kids. That was his kids. And they posted it in a way of saying, oh, Michael Jackson was hanging out with Epstein and there's kids that are blurred out. So they must be children of the victims and stuff. There's a lot of talk going on. And let's be very clear. I want the information to come out. I want the unredacted versions because I think it's so freaking annoying that we're getting all of this documentation and all of the emails and records of this and shit is redacted. Either say their names. And like I told Lenar, if you ain't going to say the whole truth, then keep it on the playground. And that's just how I feel. I want these victims to get justice. Yes, of course. But we got to do it. Come on. We got to really do it now. But that's really all I have to say about that situation. We will update. We'll give you an update if there is an update. But like I said, I care about things that are objectively true. Now, anyway, we got to talk about Amber Rose spreading misinformation and just being a fucking, that's what I got to say about her. So apparently she gets on the stream with Sneeko. And she drags Ariana Grande and also Billie Eilish for their support for these ICE protests. she calls Ariana Grande, which she calls her. I'm going to play it for you. And then also she says that Billie Eilish should go suck a fat one for allegedly blocking Nicki Minaj. Listen to this bullcrap, child.
What's her name? Billie Eilish said that she doesn't want to support her anymore. She blocked her on Spotify.
Billie Eilish could suck a dick. That's how I feel about that.
You don't like her music?
No, I'm just saying, okay, we live in a free country, right?
Right.
Who gives Apparently. A fuck? If you're gonna endorse someone or vote for someone, or at the end of the day, this is not during the election. He's actually the president now. So if you can go in and you can make a change and you can help people.
You should. You see, besides Billie Eilish, you didn't tell her to suck a dick.
Who gives a fuck?
I can't check. Who else was really upset about this Nicki?
It was Molly Ringwald today. It was fucking Ariana Grande, which I think she's worth, I don't know, $250, $300 million, telling people to not go to work, protest ICE. Girl, shut the fuck up. Are you going to give your money away to these people to stay home from work? Stop telling people to do that.
Why do you think Ariana Grande is saying that? Is she just trying to get approval?
I think she's retarded. I think anyone that tells people to not go to work, not go to school, not fucking buy things for their family, and they're worth $250, $300 million, they should shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're saying eat the rich while they're rich. It's, all right, there's some inconsistency there.
Okay, and I'm gonna stop them there, child, because, I mean, half of my brain cells, child, just went away. Like a good third of it. I'm sick of this fucking retired escort. I'm sorry. I'm sick of this goddamn escort. She just speaks and just like, you can tell that all the lights are not on up there, child. I mean, the elevators go to all the floors, but nobody's home. Spreading misinformation, being on this stream with this wannabe incel, red pill, Nazi loving thing, and calling somebody a retard, that's just wild. That's very wild. And if Billie Eilish did block Nicki, you just said we live in a free country. So I have the freedom to block whoever I want to block if I don't want to see their content. And just like I said earlier, yes, I had to block the topic of Nicki Minaj because the shit was just coming up in my damn feed and I didn't want to see it. So then maybe that's why she blocked her. But my whole thing is, it's like, it's not even confirmed if she really did block Nicki or not. There's no way for you to confirm that. But if she did, so fucking what? Why do y'all get mad? Why do fans get mad? Because that's the reason why y'all really started beefing with Doechii. Because not only did she get a Grammy and that pissed off the bars, but y'all beef with her because, oh, and I was talking to a friend about this before. She unfollowed Nicki. Who gives a fuck? Why are y'all beefing with people that unfollow people? So that's why I think it's so messy that social media even can even show people who follows, who unfollow, who like this. I don't even like how they show what I like. I don't want you knowing what I like, because then it becomes like a thing in a conversation. Like, oh, I saw that you like this. I ain't know you agree with that. It's weird. Like, people on social media are very weird. For her to sit there and just come for Ariana Grande. Now, Ariana Grande spoke out in regard, like, she made a couple Insta story posts promoting the protest. The whole thing of, oh, you're telling people to not go to their jobs. You're telling people to not, like, when have we gone against protests? I mean, let's be very clear. Like, but you supported January 6th, the insurrection, which y'all believe was a protest. So it's cool when y'all do it. It's a problem when we do it. Got you. Okay. And the assumption that celebrities should not get involved, or they don't get involved because it makes no sense because they benefit from the system, it's ludicrous. I mean, Billie Eilish is somebody with a big megaphone that is spreading awareness. Ariana Grande as well. And I don't like the idea that now these people are getting blackballed. Like, we got Mark Ruffalo potentially being fired from Marvel because he went on red carpet and had an ice, like, anti-ice pen. Are we really there? That's crazy. I think it's one thing to have your political opinions, but it's another thing to berate people that has said nothing about you, that wouldn't spit in your goddamn direction if you was on fire, doesn't even know you exist. And weren't you over there crying and demanding that people respect your political views? You over there trying to get Jason Lee to ride with you and all the people in the industry to try to ride, because they was canceling your ass at first because you spoke on your support for Trump and stuff like that. And you said, I think that people deserve to have a difference of opinion. So when people exercise their right to have difference in opinion, you want to call them retard. You want to say that they need to suck a dick. It's so inconsistent with this group of people. I can't even say it's fully the right, because I feel like y'all are having a civil war within your own side. I mean, the right is definitely not, everybody is fucking with what's going on with this administration, not even in the right, on the right. Like, I think y'all, I'm not saying come to the dark side, but like, y'all definitely are. It's cult behavior. I just don't like it. And she is just the worst. Okay. I have nothing else to say to this girl. I have nothing else to say to this escort. Goodbye. Be gone. Hopefully for life. Anyway, what's going on with Billy Porter? Because why he did a tribute for, he did Always Be My Baby. I didn't even know he was singing that, because it didn't even sound like that. Listen to this, girl. Mariah, what the hell is this? He sounded good. I feel like Billy Porter be doing too much. Like, you sing the goddamn song. Like, all that hooping and now I've heard Billy Porter back in the day he can belt a lot of good vocals, child, back in the day. But honey, we not at them times anymore, child. We sound a little crazy, child. You sound like the person in the karaoke bar. Okay, that's trying to get them, hit them high notes and know they can't hit them damn high notes. And they said, why he dressed like Whitney Houston? I'm done. Somebody said, why he dressed like Whitney? Girl, I need y'all to stop, child. A whole mess. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, that was another topic. Hold on. Where is it at, honey? Where is it at? Oh, here it is. So Kim Kardashian is essentially done with the narrative about her relationship with her eldest daughter. During a candid conversation with her sister Khloe's podcast, Khloe in Wonderland, Kim addressed some constant public scrutiny over how Northwest expresses herself, from the colored braids to the face piercings. Kim is making it clear that while she nurtures North's creativity, there is a strict structure behind the scenes that the public does not see. One of the biggest misconceptions that Kim wanted to clear up any idea that she has no boundaries with her 10-year-old. We're going to listen to some of what she said on this podcast, okay?
Scrutiny that you get for the way that maybe you allow North to
express herself.
Do you think that's fair?
I'm just not a judgmental person like that, so I try not to pay attention to it. But I think that no one knows unless they're in my shoes of what I'm dealing with and how we have to manage certain things from the outside world or even close in our life that we have to go through together. So I think like the one misconception that people might have is, oh, she's trying to be her bestie and lets her get away with a lot. Like, no, Northy actually has a lot of rules. The one area is I do let her express herself and I do let her do that. I love her for that. And she would do it regardless. She's been, it's funny, like people are like, oh, this blue hair, all of this, all of
the scrutiny.
So yeah, that was the conversation. I don't know. I think that when I first saw it, I was like, whoa, okay, wow, we went there, honey. It was the blue hair and the grills and everything. And then you got to remember that this is the daughter of Kanye West, one of the biggest influences in fashion. I mean, he had us wearing them damn shades with the, remember them shades with the damn lines that you couldn't see shit? They had blinders. It was like one of them curtains that it was stupid. Like I can't believe I even owned a pair before and actually wore it to certain events. Curated that. So I mean, his offspring is going to follow in, and she definitely follows into his footsteps. And I think that I said this with a friend. I was like, I think that people are projecting their own insecurities, and I think that they look at Northwest and see her age, and they think about what they look like at her age. And you had a sailor suit and you had that olive oil perm that bumped your hair like James Brown, and you was taking the Life Touch, or what they call it, the Life Touch camera company job for the school pictures and stuff. And you wouldn't think, your mom wouldn't let you wear no damn blue hair, not even highlights. You get what I'm saying? So I think people are kind of sometimes projecting what they didn't have or didn't have the freedom to do. And I, even to a certain extent, I don't look in jealousy or envy, because I'm just like, that's the past. And I can wear and do what I want now. But I can remember I wanted to wear, I'm looking at these kids now, child, what they be wearing, what they be putting on outside. I'm like, God damn. Oh, goodness gracious. But I think that just because she's allowing her to express herself does not mean, yeah, just like Kim said, it does not mean that she's not being, oh, I'm your friend. And I like that whole thing. And people like to judge parents. Parents like to judge parents. If there's not anybody, and parents will sit there and try to berate childless people and saying, you don't know what it's like, Dad, but you don't know. But y'all be judging other parents. I feel like, look, I think people should just stop judging in general. Maybe if we stop judging each other, we have a better day. Okay. And I thought it was definitely, I didn't think it was concerning. I definitely thought, I was like, ooh, okay, they are letting her just do whatever, child, with the piercings and stuff. But honey, she'll grow out of it. She'll probably, I don't know, child. Stop talking about people's kids. Stop talking about people's kids. That's the moral of the story. Stop talking about people's kids. Okay, now we do have to get into a little bit of reality check, child. Now, they said that NeNe and Lisa Wu was getting into it, child. Yeah, honey. Yeah, girl. Let's get into it. Now, I'm going to read this excerpt from this blog. But they said that Lisa Wu hints at an explosive clash with NeNe leaks during the Ultimate Girls Trip filming. During the filming for the Ultimate Girls Trip, Lisa hinted at a major showdown with NeNe after the reality star allegedly left her name out of thanking the other cast members. Straight from the A reports that Lisa, who was reportedly drinking, didn't hold back during the event. Sources say she yelled from the audience, demanding that NeNe acknowledge her, repeatedly calling her out that she was there from the very beginning of Real Housewives of Atlanta and deserved recognition. When Lisa eventually made her way to stage for the group photo, She continued pressing Nene, questioning why she left her out of the shout outs and inserting that she was an OG cast member. Eyewitnesses say the exchange was tense and heated, with Lisa clearly frustrated and Nene seemingly trying to brush it off. Okay, so here's a video that Lisa Wu did with Demetra McKinney. Listen to this bullcrap, y'all.
If the show brought you all back, would you all go back and turn up for the ladies?
They've asked me three times. I have laughed disrespectfully.
Oh, stop lying, ho. Stop, girl, stop lying, Janine. Okay.
No, but you know what? I'll go, but see, people bother me and they ruffle my feathers, and so I got to get one of them, and they want to say I was tipsy or something. No, you disrespected me, so I had to get with you. Okay, if she go, I'll go, and I'll be her backup. That didn't. See, that's the part.
Good part.
I can go shades, but I prefer.
Girl, ugh, tomato to both of them, honestly. I never liked Lisa Wu. I always thought she was just too animated. I thought she was too extra, and not everybody gonna give you the recognition that you think that you deserve, because she didn't talk to you like that. Y'all have not probably been in conversation in years. She has nothing to say to you. And then it's embarrassing because I tell my friends this all the time. I'm like, look, if I see somebody that I knew or know in public, I'm like, oh, you gotta say hi first. And if you don't say hi, it's like we never knew each other. It's, I don't know this person. Because you ain't going to have me looking crazy when I know that we know each other. And I'm not going to put myself out there like that. I'm like, no, you got to say hi first. And then I'll be like, hey, girl, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? You hear what I'm saying? They might call me fake. I don't care. But you mad because she didn't acknowledge you? I can't wait to watch this. I'm definitely going to watch this show. And we are definitely going to cover it, because it seems like it's a lot going on with the filming. And girl, I never liked Lisa Wu. Like, I remember we did a Real Housewives watch party with my girl Medusa and them. And I remember watching the early seasons of Housewives. They was like, why you got it so bad for Lisa? Cause I just don't like, you know why I don't like her? Cause I never watched the old seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta, believe it or not, right? I experienced Lisa Wu on Hollywood Divas, did not like her there. Like, girl, you over here talking about like you some big director. Girl, what are you doing on this show? What are you doing on this show? You're trying to get into directing. It's like, girl. And you the one that did that nut ass Countess Vaughn music video? Don't walk away from, girl. Have several goddamn seats. Now I want to talk about what I want to talk about. Because we got to get into Real Housewives of Potomac. I have not seen the sneak preview of the season 10 reunion. I'm going to watch it now. I already got a little bit of like, Karen is not here for Wendy, and I can't wait. I can't wait. You know what? Let me just watch it. I'm going to get all my thoughts afterwards.
For the last 5 years, Dr. Wendy and Eddie Osefo have lived an aspirational life. Wendy, you and your husband, Eddie, were arrested. You're facing 16 counts of alleged fraud.
I feel like I'm in a constant nightmare. I'm trying so hard. I was so scared.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
But when you're in that valley, you see a side of yourself that you've never seen before.
Next week, a jam-packed Real Housewives of Potomac reunion begins.
I love this dress, Stacey.
Thank you so much. It's a Nigerian designer.
The Nigerians want the name back.
Let my people go.
There was more dip on my chip.
Learn to laugh. Ding, ding.
You could just tell Wendy is just, I'm just here for a check. Like, I could just see it in her face. She is just here for a check, honey.
We've never ended a season in a gas station.
Long story short.
Ooh, tomato, tomato. Mm. It was only a kiss with Sharice's son.
Was there more?
Pedophile ass.
Tia, we never see your husband.
I can't talk about this thing without crying. I'm sorry.
What about her husband? See, Tia, if you coming back next season, you better get that handled, because let me tell you something, Giselle Gizzard and Ashy Garby is going to be the
girl. He stole bread from his wife.
Oh my goodness. You're clutching your brain.
I want to show this to you.
Wendy, I feel like you are looking at Stacy for her to confess. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Andy. If you ladies been behaving. Did you lie again this season?
The way Wendy's acting now, like, isn't like nothing.
Totally.
I would be here as a nun.
You're talking too much, Wendy. I went through. I know. Follow me here, Professor. Shut the up.
That's what the fuck you get, because you know what? You talked all that game last season. You talked all that shit last reunion when Karen went down. And yes, I am a Karen stan. This is a Karen stan account. I don't care what nobody. I don't care what nobody of y'all have to say. This is a Karen stan account. You talked that shit and then your ass got hit on some fraud. You freaking felon. You felon. So yeah, I can't wait to see. I cannot wait to see Karen drag the hell out of Wendy.
The Potomac reunion.
Oh, yep, that's it. Honey, I'm definitely interested to see how Angel is going to be. If you are not going to bring a girl, you need to leave next. You need to leave, honestly. I'm already seeing some of the clips. She's not even looking like she's really going to talk that much. So, girl, wrap it up. Wrap the hell up. I'm interested to see what Tia got going on with her husband. Because, girl, you want to keep that on the wraps, because let me tell you something. Giselle and Ashley are going to poke and pry next season, because they're going to find a new person to shit on. And it just might be you, Tia, if you're coming back. I don't care about Kay. What is up with this frame? You marrying him? You're not marrying him? Girl. Ugh. And then also, Stacy, she's going to have her. She got first chair next to Andy. So she coming back, and I hope she give the girls what is needed to be gave. I'm happy to see Karen come back, and I want to see her talk about the thing. Wendy looks like she just looks distraught, honey. She just looks just, I got to do this because I need the money. I don't feel bad. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad, because when you do all that shit and you be so condescending, you talk about your 4 degrees and how you're so smart and how you're so successful and stuff like that, and you look down on people and you sit there and berate people. You were bullied a couple seasons ago, and then you become the bullier. I don't know if I made that word up. Yeah, you get no sympathy, and we didn't forget. Okay. And that's all I have to say for today. This is a long, lengthy episode, child. We had a lot to talk about. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please leave a comment. Please, we have got to impact the algorithm over here on YouTube and also the audio podcast lands across the lands, honey. I will talk to you later with the weekly yap. Okay, we're probably going to come out on Wednesday. Yeah, we'll do episode on Wednesday, okay? Talk to you guys later. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.